Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. I'm so glad that you are listening tonight. Akashic Wisdom is a program where we talk about life. We talk about what's going on. We talk about what's bothering you. We talk about how you can feel more comfortable in your skin, how you can really get some answers, not from something outside of yourself, but helping you develop the questions that will help you delve in to your own soul's information so that you can extract the answers from yourself. That's the mission of the Akashic Records, is to empower humanity. And that's what this program is all about. So for those people who want to ask the questions about what they should do, I would love to have you ask a question about insight as to what the possibilities and probabilities are of your, not future, but of your now. So, I would like to also mention that your questions create this program. So, whatever you want to talk about is what we'll talk about. I may start out with the program, or start out with a subject, but it's your emails, and it's your call-ins that will actually create this program. This is dedicated to helping humanity. So for those of you who would like to email me your questions tonight, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. And I'm waiting for your questions. Please include your current legal name so we can actually reference your records with that question. If you're calling online, that'd be great. If you're calling us, I would love to talk to you. You probably have the numbers if you're right in front of your computer, but BBS Radio's telephone numbers for call-in are 877-876-5227 in the U.S., or in the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-815-9756, or if you're out of the country, you can call direct. You can use our country code of 01, and it's 530-876-3222. Okay, so what do you think is the issue today about what's going on in the world? How do you think, I'm really curious, I'd love to get this a discussion going with someone here, so feel free to give a call. So what do you think, why are we holding back on ourselves? You know, we as a people and as a country, as well as individuals, our country actually reflects the belief systems of all of us that are inhabiting it. In other words, like, we have this energetic imprint that is all a part of what's happening in our country. So, you know, we could sit here and blame the leaders for not being smart and being off track, and in so many cases that's true. But how did we as individuals help create this? Everything in our life, if we have it inside of us and if we have it in front of us, we are creating because we have somehow held the vibration that is bringing that to us. So we as a people have held the vibrations, if you will, or the thought patterns that have actually created our now. Now, that means that each one of us is responsible for what we have in our life. That might not be good news for a lot of people. It's certainly not good news for me, but it's true. And so, what am I willing, or what are you willing to do today to shift your vibration so your world changes? We have to come to a point as individuals where we move into a place that we cannot allow outside circumstances to shape or to shake our attitudes. And one of the things that we must pull together in this time, in this place, is the fear of financial ruin is everywhere. Everyone is, quote-unquote, afraid and coming from a space of lack. And if we listen to the projections of some of the financial analysts, we can only hear, we hear that it's going to get worse, not better, here in this country. Now, not every country in the world is suffering this recession as we are. So what can we do as individuals to shift our beliefs? Now, you know, what's scary about this, and I'm right there with you, quite frankly, folks, my husband got laid off this week. And it, you know, it's a scary thing. You get kicked in the teeth. He was at a company for 28 years, and all of a sudden they eliminated his job. And so what do you do with that information? So I am asking for a discussion on this as much for myself as I am for you, all right, because I have to constantly remember and I constantly have to move myself back and move myself in and move into a space of loving and to a space of knowing that I've always been taken care of by the universe, and I always will be taken care of by the universe. But there's this anxiousness that happens in the middle of the night that wakes me up out of a sound sleep, and I know that some of you are experiencing that. And so it's that issue that we are dealing with as a nation. It's the fact that we are being woken up in the middle of the night with an anxiety, with the tightness in our throat. And we must, as individuals, affect the collective consciousness. And so I'm asking you to join with me tonight in the vibration, in shifting your vibration to a place of knowing. And as Abraham would say it from the Abraham Hicks material, is I'm asking that we begin to think and feel some downstream thoughts. Now, Abraham's material is really wonderful. There's a, if you've gone up to YouTube at all to look at Esther Hicks channeling Abraham, it can be very, very inspiring. And so what happens is we want to look at what are some of the downstream thoughts, and downstream being that when we come from fear and lack, we start paddling upstream, which means we start moving into struggle, and we move into we actually perpetuate the lack, and we perpetuate the struggle by actually paddling, quote unquote, upstream. When we stop and turn our canoe around and start moving downstream, the flow flows with us, and all of a sudden, it's all about guiding our canoe and not so much paddling. And so that's the ease, that's the flow that we are all looking to move into. We want to move into our downstream thoughts. So for me, one of the things that I am doing for myself is I'm looking at all the blessings of the fact that my husband's been laid off. I can look at the lack that it's going to create, but my choice today is to look at the positives. One of the things that's important to understand is that this is going to be a very special time for us because I'm actually going to have more time with him. And that's the reason that's important is because he's 83. Now, I know you're saying, well, what was an 83-year-old guy still working? Well, he loved his job. He wanted to work. And that was probably the saddest thing, is the fact that he really wanted to be productive, and now he feels bad because for the first time in his life, he doesn't have a job to go to. And that's happening all over the country, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're 30 years old, you're 50 years old, you're 60 years old, or you're 83 years old. Now, the fact of the matter is that when that happens, the individual who gets laid off immediately feels less than. And so it's what I see my purpose here is to help him feel and help him see the blessings in this. He's also a writer, and he's written some screenplays and regular plays and short sketches. So this will give him more time to move into his writing. The idea here is that what we need to really look at, and this is for everyone out there who is at all struggling with dollars, at all struggling with relationships, is we have to begin to look at where the blessings are. So I would love to hear from you tonight if you are also moving into a situation such as this or have had this happen to you. What gifts did you receive? Or maybe you need some help looking for the positives or the gifts of situations that are happening to you. And if that's the case, I would love to talk to you. So please give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And direct is 530-876-3222. So here we are. We're looking at the possibilities of moving into a fear base. And what activates this with the economy and what activates within us comes from a space of feeling less than. We move and we say, what blocks us? What am I doing with my life that I can shift? And so that's what the important piece is to do, is to learn or to look at what can I shift today in my thinking that will help me feel better about me. I'm sorry, is there a caller on the line? I thought there was. Thought I heard a beep. So for me, what I want to move into, I work a lot with my I Am presence. And I call forth my I Am presence to fill me and fulfill me, to shift me on my path, to heal me on my path, to anchor me in my knowing that I am totally and completely held within the love of the universe. And I take that information and I ask that this whole vibration permeate my entire being. And I ask that angels come forward to light my way, to shift my vibration, to align me to my most wonderful place of knowing. There was an article that came to me. Hello?
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pat.
Hey, Pat, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, from Texas. Okay, how are things in Texas?
Pretty slow like they are everywhere else.
Yes, well, I'm in Ohio and they're slow here too. How can we help you tonight?
I'm going through the same thing that your husband is.
Is that right?
Yeah, every time I pick up a job, the person that hires me gets fired and I lose it.
Wow. What kind of work do you do?
I do contract cleaning. And within the last month, I've had that happen 3 times. They've gotten rid of the staff of the whole property.
Huh. And then you automatically, are you working for a company or you're
No, I'm self-employed.
You're just working for the individual. Individual, like building. Is that right?
They're individual complexes and apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a contractor. So I go in and I talk to the managers and I get the property.
Yep.
And everything's working out fine and then I'm supposed to start and then they've gone and fired the manager.
Hmm. Do you have people working for you, or are you independent?
No, I'm an independent. So, and it's just really strange. Something's going on. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Right. Now, is this particular work, is this something that fills your heart?
No, it's never filled my heart, but it's always paid my bills.
Okay. And are you working in the evenings, and that's the way you like your schedule to be?
No, I always work during the daytime, so I can be home in the evenings.
Okay. And is there more money working from a contract point of view than working, like, let's say, for individual homeowners?
I don't know. I've never worked for an individual homeowner. That's a whole different ball game with different insurances and different liabilities.
Right.
I go into vacant units.
Oh, I see.
I don't mess with any other personal objects. You know, it's always a vacant unit.
So working for a homeowner is not something you would like to do?
Not really. I really don't want to touch other people's possessions.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
All right. Yeah.
You're opening up a whole different can of worms when you do that.
Got it. So how many times has this happened to you?
In the last month, it's happened 3 times.
Really? In the last month?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's see what the record keepers have to say about this for you. First of all, one of the things that's coming forward, Pat, is that there's an anger about that there's a deep-seated anger that possibly you're not even aware of, or maybe you are aware of, around something within your own personal relationships or your home situation that's creating a vibration of what I'm hearing is resentment. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, geez, that could be anything.
Well, I know, but I mean, if we're on the radio, I could be more specific. No, with just you and me, but idea is...
Yeah, no, that, yeah, I could probably identify with that.
Yeah, and the reason and again, everybody's different, but obviously you called for a reason. And so what's coming forward here is that there seems to be an issue the reason I'm silent is because when I work with the records, I have to wait for them to talk to me.
Okay.
And I don't interpret anything that they say. I don't tell you what I think it means. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So sometimes I have to wait because I know something's coming, so that's why I stop, okay? So that the information that's showing up is your information, but you are a catalyst for the rest of the listening audience. So just hang there for a moment, so I actually repeat what I'm hearing, okay?
Okay.
What they're coming up with, what they're saying here is that there seems to be there's a situation within your personal life that is creating that has gotten larger in scope from an emotional investment point of view. That is creating a vibration around you of rejection. It's a feeling of rejection, or as well as a sense let me get the word right. It's almost like a sense of, I'm tired and I don't want to do this anymore, and I'm angry at you for not supporting me so I don't have to do this anymore, whoever that person is. Does that make any sense to you?
It the only one I can think of would be me thinking that, to be honest.
Yeah, it is you thinking
that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying is that there was like it is you thinking that.
Right.
But there's some either there's another person that's with you now or in the past that you're holding an anger for or resentment that somehow it's been kicked up in the past, and that, what I'm hearing, the past 3 months. I mean, it's not just the past month. It's the past 3 months that when this whatever this emotional upheaval happened for you that created like a shift in your thinking or your feeling.
Okay, so what do they suggest
I mean, can you see that? Does that make sense to you? So can you place that in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the idea here is that what's happening is whatever the emotions that you're holding for this other person or situation, those emotions are controlling your being without you realizing it. And so it's really about releasing what I'm hearing is they're suggesting that you release the expectation that things are going to change. Not necessarily in your business. They're talking about from a relationship point of view with whatever the situation is. See, what happens when I look at the records, because, again, we're on the air, so there's only so much I'm going to be able to tell you on the air.
Right.
But what's happening is that without being specific, they're saying that there's a relationship that is happening within your field. It's either a past relationship or a current relationship that has now somehow come forward to control your vibration. That's kicking up resentment. And so and there's also a sense that this situation, it's almost like you're saying, if only this would change. If only this would be different. And what the record keepers are saying is it's about not waiting for it to change.
Okay.
For you to really become clear that this is not about anything changing outside of you, that you can no longer allow this situation to control your being as far as your attitude is concerned.
Okay.
And so one of the ways to do that is to cut the cord on the expectation that whatever it is that's creating this is going to change it. So it's about saying, this is the way it is. This is not going to change. And I have no control over whether it changes or doesn't. So this can no longer control me. So the statement that has come forward before from the Akasha is a statement that you would say to the situation or to the person, like as a within you. You would say, you will no longer control me. You will no longer control my being by your lack of loving.
Okay.
And you may not have to say that verbally to that person, but it's very important that you take that attitude that you will no longer control me by you will no longer control my being by your lack of loving. Can you place that in your life?
Yes.
And would you try saying that, making that statement and seeing how it physically feels on you? The statement of, you will no longer control my being by your lack of loving. Are you able to say that right now, or is that uncomfortable?
A little uncomfortable.
Because there's other people around you, or because...
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's what they just told me. So what you want to do is you want to be able to take that statement into your heart and start working with it from a place of knowing that you can no longer be responsible for anyone else. You can only be responsible for you.
Okay.
And it's time for you, Pat, to hold your cards close to your vest. You've been carrying people for too long. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so what's going on here is it's really about you holding your cards close to your vest, not allowing anyone or anything to control you other than your own knowing of who you are.
Okay.
And you must remember the other statement that the record keepers always say. And that statement is, if it doesn't feel loving, it isn't.
Okay.
And you can no longer make excuses for anyone or even accept their excuses about how things are.
Okay. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Mm-hmm. It is.
That may have not been the answer to the question you were looking for. But it's amazing how we allow other people to control us and we don't even realize we're doing it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you get so caught up in trying to help them and doing what you're supposed to do that you don't really realize how deep you are.
Yeah. And the other piece is how... The other thing is when you say you're doing what you're supposed to do, that piece, that statement right there, it's going to be helpful for you to examine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who says I'm supposed to do this? Where did I agree to that?
Right.
You can no longer be drained, my dear.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Before you get off the phone, and I know that you want to leave because this is a little bit more than you bargained for.
Oh, that's fine.
But what I want to tell you, what the record keepers want you to know, is that you have a magnificent light and that you need to understand that your heart and your internal knowing of who you are can never be dimmed. No one can ever take that away from you. And so it's really going to be important that you look and connect with the type of inspirational information that can bring you back to you.
Okay.
And to take this time that you have and pull a little bit of it for you, for your own personal inspiration of what fills your heart with a knowing and a reminding of your light.
Okay, I've been doing a little bit of that, trying to work on that, because I know that's where I need to go, but
sure,
everything else just seems to get in the way.
Right, and so what the record keepers are saying is that you look at the gift of time right now, and take it, whether it's an hour or 2 hours a day, and to move into that space of peace is going to shift you.
Okay.
And it will shift your whole environment and your attitude. But you have to follow your heart as far as your knowing of what you need to do. And this is not a criticism, darling.
Right.
It's just an awareness
right.
that hasn't been happening. And you can shift that in a moment.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I have you listened before? I hope you continue to listen.
No, this is the first night. Normally, I'm not up this late.
Well, I'm glad that you are, and I hope this has been helpful.
It has been helpful, and
good.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Well, you have a wonderful week and a wonderful life.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. So we want to say thank you to Pat for starting this off. So one thing you may want to know, ladies and gentlemen, is that when I'm talking to someone, it's hard for you to be like waiting because we only have one line coming in here. So if you were waiting for the line not to be busy anymore, the line is not busy now, and you can call in with your question or comment. Because what we have to... Oh, hello. We've got another caller. Hi there, caller. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And who is this?
Tina.
Tina. Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
Tucson.
Tucson? Ah, I have a friend in Mesa.
Oh, my heavens.
Yes. So how can we help you tonight in Tucson?
Well, I'm just catching your radio show.
Okay.
And I don't know, do you have, like, parameters on the kinds of questions we can ask?
Well, it's not so much parameters, but thank you for asking that. Basically, when I work with the Akashic Records, I have the records open now. And I have the records, my own personal records as well as the records of the show open. And so what happens is the way I work with the records is to help people feel and understand what's happening in their here and now. It's not so much futures or necessarily even past lives. It's really about what's going on in your life that you need clarity on so you can feel more comfortable in your skin and you can then create and make the decisions that you need to make based on grounded real-world information. So the question that I would have for you is, what's happening in your life that you would like clarity on, and how can we best serve you that way?
Well, I work in a committee of people that I formed, and I have one person in that committee that has always been my big supporter, always been aligned with me. Recently, within the last couple of days, we had a committee meeting, and that individual indicated that they had become distant from me, and I felt I didn't quite feel, I think they were working to be neutral. I think they were feeling that I was trying to get them to pick sides. And so I have felt very disappointed in that individual, and also a sense of a betrayal by their unplugging from the support that they had up until then given me. And so that would be my question.
So is the question about you, or the question is about the other person?
I guess about the other person. Is that going to switch? Am I reading that correctly? Are they going to continue offering the support that they had up until this last meeting?
Okay, so here's what's interesting. Typically, the record keepers, I don't open anybody else's records other than the person I'm working with, or in other words, like, we don't because going into somebody else's stuff is kind of like psychic snooping. We don't want to do that. But the idea here is, but what they're saying is, it's very interesting, is, and you know, I can always tell when it's record keeper stuff because it's not something I would typically say, you know. And what they are saying in this particular situation is that there is that somehow that there is a this situation that you have of this person, what you feel like is pulling away from you, is predicated or does have to do with a past life agenda that you have brought into this life to heal with this person. And so there's some issues going on here that what I'm hearing that have to do with ego, that there's a perception of some type of ego or self-serving that's going on. Does that make sense to you? Nothing to do with the truth. It has to do with somehow somebody's perceiving something around there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so there seems to be a misunderstanding of heart intention. And so from your perspective, it's going to be very important that you move from a place of of feeling victimized from a place of betrayal and moving into a space of wanting to know enough to be able to ask, in order, let me just get this right. They're kind of talking really fast here. Slow down, guys. It's about you explaining to this counterpart of yours your intention and asking for their perception of what was going on so that you can clear the air.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. I thought that we, this person and I, had such a tight bond of, I felt their support. They made it clear they were supporting me. And then, in preparation of this meeting, I had prepared them for what I realized was that something had been set in motion by someone else, and I didn't think that I thought it would contaminate what the agenda was, and so they just entered that time frame, and they came in completely what I perceived as they being new. What they were trying to demonstrate was neutral, but it ended up making me feel kind of broadsided because I didn't see it coming from them. I just thought they were completely and totally supportive of what I'm working for and what I had open communication with them. And now I'm feeling discouraged. I'm not feeling, I don't trust them. That's what it boils down to.
And that's where the betrayal comes in. But notice, as soon as you start feeling the betrayal or you start feeling the lack of trust, it has to do with holding that energy. And so all of a sudden you move into a space of lack, and that's continued to spiral. And so what the record keepers are saying is to before that you allow that to spiral, move into a space of knowing that you are connected in a way that says you can explain who you are and what's going on, so you can then elicit information or an inquiry as to what their real motives are. The idea here is it's not about backing off from your communication. This is a time for you to go deeper into wanting to know.
Okay, so they had a hidden agenda themselves?
No. It's the idea is for what I'm hearing is, again, I can't speak to what's going on for the other person. I don't even have a name here. So the idea, but as it relates to you, this what you have to understand is that it would be very important for you to be able to explain how you felt about explain to them how you felt about their actions or responses, and explain to them what your motivation was, so that you can clear the air and you don't have to walk around with silent wounding. This cannot be, you cannot continue from a silent wounding point of view and be productive and successful here.
Yeah.
In other words, like, this is, to walk around with silent wounding is counterproductive, and it is totally foreign to your normal way of being straight.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, it felt like a heart connection between us. And
well, that's not even, unless you've expressed this to that person, they've agreed, that's not what's being said that you have to. It's not about bearing that heart. It's about saying, hey, I really was under the impression that we were kind of on the same page. This was my intention for such and such. And when that happened, I felt that you didn't support that, and I really would like to get some more clarity on that.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? It doesn't have to be an emotional bearing of your soul so much as, hey, this is what happened, this is my intention, and that's, and I thought we were on the same page what happened.
Yeah.
You see, it's really about, and that opening or that discussion will be much more, will serve you better, because otherwise you're gonna carry around a wound that can fester. And when you carry that energy, Tina, it's not going to be helpful, because it will create a space of weakness and vulnerability that eventually will create like an energetic hole in your aura. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, you're hitting it all on the nose. It all makes very good sense.
Yeah. And so the idea here is that's what, so the record keepers are saying, is just go to this person and be straight about what was happening without playing the emotional card.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't call for the emotional card, even though you may be feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And quite frankly, we could probably go into more depth if it was just you and I speaking without being on the air internationally here, you know.
Can I ask you, I feel I'm in a time right now where I just feel so vulnerable. I counted on that one person because I saw and felt their support. I just felt it, and it was so needed. I'm in a time right now where I just feel completely, I'm building things, committees, that kind of thing, and I don't really have one particular person that I can call a confidant, you know, that personal, intimate relationship. The one person, this is different from that person I was just talking about. There's a different person that is a good friend in the way that he helps me financially, but he's such there's an emotional deficit there from his end, and I wonder if you pick up that we're going to continue on between us in the relationship that we have had.
Well, it has everything to do with, do you want to?
Well,
you know, what you're going to weigh right now is what am I going to give up in order to be able to receive?
Yeah.
Right now, You're giving up emotional intimacy and fulfillment for the presence of an individual that supports you in other ways.
I know.
So the idea here is that does this relationship prevent you from finding the emotional fulfillment that you desire, and are you willing to give up the other piece? You know, people will say everything is a trade-off. It doesn't have to be. But, again, what's also coming here is, in what way are you viewing this relationship from a place of lack?
Well, that individual, in regard to the committee, now that's that first person I was talking about, was filling a need, a void inside of me that I... we weren't sexually intimate or anything like that, but I felt an emotional nourishment from that connection with that individual until this meeting happened.
But did that person understand that that's what you were that's what you were receiving?
Yeah, I believe they did. I believe they did. And I wouldn't take it any further than that. It would have been inappropriate. It would have contaminated our work. But I was willing to settle for what was happening there between us. And so this thing happened a few days ago, and I felt unplugged from my emotional nourishment. I just I could live with this so-called personal relationship that I have with this other individual and just accept what we have between us, because I was getting that emotional intimacy with the other one.
Right, and so what's coming forward here, and again, the it's very important that, you, quite frankly, what they're saying is that if this is a kind of a crossroads for you.
Yeah.
Where you really need to do some a personal inventory,
yeah,
about where your priorities are,
yeah,
what's important to you, what you really want, and what you really have. It's almost like I've got this, and I want that. Or it's the old positive and negative list, but the third component is so the positive and negative lists are what I have.
Yeah.
And the third piece is what do I truly want from life, and what do I want my life to look and feel like? That's the issue here.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
And so it's those types of things that are important. And again, what I'm also being asked to share with you is that I offer a life coaching through the Akashic Records program that you may be interested in knowing more about, that I could talk to you offline about, that would help you understand, and what happens is it gives you a third party kind of observational thing that helps you in making your decisions of which way you want to go.
Yeah.
So that might be something that you want to look at. I mean, it's something that I do for businesses, for entrepreneurs, for nonprofits, for individual, just from a life coaching point of view. It's a little different than just a consultation. But I would be happy to talk to you about what the components are, you know, offline. Because what it sounds like is that because you're at a crossroads and you're feeling very alone, you really need someone that is not invested in the outcome to talk to.
Yeah.
See, and that's the piece that we all miss. It's the idea is that when we are so close to that forest, we can't see the trees.
Yeah.
And that's when we start flip-flopping. And so having an objective third party who's truly not invested in the outcome can help you sort things out so that you are able to uncover what you truly want from this life. And you can do it in the safety of the environment of with that person, because sometimes when we uncover what we truly want out of life and we're alone, it's scary because we're not at all sure how we're going to accomplish it. So we go ahead and bury it again because we don't want to take a look at that.
Yeah. Well, I've just been building and creating so much right now in this time of life, and it is with the idea of having a fulfilling relationship, and the relationship that I'm presently involved with, the intimate one that has that lack, that was the intention of putting that relationship more into a friendship, moving that into a friendship. So I've got
that.
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and do you feel comfortable in doing that yet? Or is that a scary proposition?
I can't do it just yet. It's the finances that are...
Right. Yeah.
So that meeting that I had the other day where that was demonstrated from the other individual left me feeling unplugged and just kind of flapping in the wind.
Well, again, that's why you need to go back to that person and just talk to them.
Yeah.
It's just about talking to them to find, and again, not from an intimate point of view, but from an informational point of view.
Okay. All right.
Well, I look forward to talking with you again if you'd like.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me give you my personal phone number. It's 216.
Oh, let me write this down here.
Okay.
216-691-1233.
When I'm in my office, I answer the phone. Otherwise, it's a 24/7 confidential voicemail. So anybody can call that.
Okay.
at any time and leave a private voicemail, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
So don't, in other words, like you're in Arizona. You're at what? Is it? Is it? It's not Pacific time now, is it?
I get those times all confused, but I think we do follow, right now, this time of year, we do follow California's time, so it is Pacific, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in Eastern, okay, so it's for me, it's 10 to 12, so but it doesn't make any difference. If I'm in the office, I'll answer the phone. If I'm not, I'll call you back when you give me some time parameters.
Okay.
Okay, and then we can chat for a moment, and you can decide, you know, and this is, you know, this is what I do. That's what I do with the Akashic Records is help people on an individual basis, either just for a consultation one time, or to create an actual program that where we talk every 2 weeks or whatever it is to help get your life the way you want it, and it's about helping you get real clear about what your soul's intention is, and then coming from a soul's perspective of how you can actually experience, based on choice, what it is you came here to do.
Okay. But, you know, when I first started talking to you tonight, you said you were picking up from the other individual ego.
No, I didn't say I was picking it up from the other individual. I said I was picking up from the situation. There was ego.
Oh, okay.
There was a misperception of ego. It wasn't the other person. I can't get into the other person's issues.
Okay.
Only as it relates to you. There was a misperception of ego.
Okay.
Of whatever the situation was, is what was said.
Oh, that maybe I was radiating out ego or projecting ego to...
Yes.
Oh.
That was misperceived.
Yeah. Well, that could be... Yeah, I mean, that certainly could be... I think that would be accurate.
Well... based on our time, sweetie, I have to close because I have it's 5 minutes to 12, and I have to my time.
Okay.
So we have to kind of close right now, and I hope this has been helpful.
It has. Thank you.
And I look forward to speaking with you again.
And me too. Thank you.
All right, dear. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Well, I'd like to just thank you all for listening. You've been a wonderful audience. I hope this has all been helpful. It's always helpful for me. You are my joys, and you are the reason I do this. And if you've found benefit, I encourage you to give me a call, 216-691-1233, or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So for now, I'm going to close the records of this program on July 20th, 2008, by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that these beings of light that have been listening, both seen and unseen, may they come forward in our lives, may they show themselves in our lives, may we be who we truly want to be, fear-free, in light and love. We ask that all of you have a wonderful week. Move into your own light. Move into your own knowing. And move into documenting what you know to be your truth. Create those wonderful inventories of what you have, pluses and minuses, what you want. And then move into the action steps of where and how it's going to be. You know who you are, and you know how magnificent you are. Even if it's not conscious, that's what your soul wants you to know. And so at this point, I'm going to close the records for this wonderful time together by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all these beings of light, may they look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll see you here next week. Bye-bye.